how antagonistic toward, I don't know, things like television and computers and the internet, that sort of thing, how really antagonistic are you toward it?
Well, I would say...
Being honest.
Very, because I don't have a computer or a TV or a VCR in my house.
Do you think these things are evil? That's a...
No, not in themselves. I mean, they're not bad in themselves, but I think that especially any kind of device where you sit in front of a screen,
yes,
and see only a two-dimensional image while your body is motionless, is a very inefficient use of your time. Not to say that you can't achieve certain things that might be necessary and valuable during that time, but it's a very inefficient use of your time because very little is happening. Your eyes are just flickering a little bit. Your fingers are twitching a little bit.
Well, there is input, though. I mean, if you're on the internet, conceivably, you know, unless you're cruising porn or some such, then otherwise you may be getting educated or...
Sure, but I'd say that that's sort of single-dimensional as opposed to a kind of a an experience that's many-layered, and it's the many-layered experience that we found working with these people we call the Minimites, where you have the physical exercise at the lowest level, the lowest layer, that becomes unconscious, and then you have the social experience, another layer, and then you're experiencing nature, you're feeling the breeze, you're hearing the birds at another level, and then you might be sort of half pleasantly daydreaming, or so you have this multi-level. Oh, and then you're exercising a certain amount of physical skill and know-how. So at several levels, your body and your mind are being gratified, they're being used, and it's a very compressed, much more efficient use, I think, of time. So that at the end of the day, you don't say, oh, now I've got to run to the gym to do my workout, or now I've got to hunt down my kids so I can create some quality time with them, because you've been getting that, you've been getting it all along.
But, you know, with this attitude, which, you know, I'm not in a position to judge, I guess maybe it's fine, but you did, after all, degree from Yale, Washburn University, and MIT. Now, I can't imagine that you made it through to a degree with your attitude about these things, because you would have had to been using these things to a great extent to even make it through.
Actually not. I typed all my papers on a manual typewriter, even through graduate school.
Really?
Yes. And it helped that I had been a pianist growing up. I played the piano, and so I was used to that physical resistance. And I was pretty dexterous with my fingers.
You must have read a lot.
Read a lot. Oh, you mean, but reading a book?
Well, yeah, studying, as in studying.
Oh, yeah. But my body really rebelled against, I got cabin fever in a library. I never really savored that. It was kind of being on a bed of nails for me. I was restless. I was always restless in graduate school. And I really was eager to get out there and do my field work.
Well, field work. Let's delve into field work a little bit. Maybe I'm going out on a limb here, but it seems I'm getting the vibration that your attitude about technology was so radicalized, stick with me on this, that you were out to... perhaps sabotage it, in some way stop the march forward of civilization altogether, and to turn the clock way back. Is that an exaggeration?
Well, I would say it's just a little bit of a mischaracterization, in that I don't see progress as something moving in a linear way, in that, you know, if you go back in time, it's worse, and if you go forward in time, it's automatically better. I think that there have been periods of time in history when culture was in a state of balance and harmony, and we've had periods of time in history when it was very discordant. And I'm just aiming for a balance. What, you know, whether you call it backwards or forwards, it doesn't really matter. And I just think it's pretty apparent that we're out of balance right now, that we are spending more time meeting the needs of technology than our own needs, and that we're chasing, running around, trying to always play catch-up because our technological responsibilities seem to outweigh our own personal responsibilities so often.
I'm trying to digest that and and see if you could in any way be right. In other words, we're becoming a slave. We're becoming a slave to this stuff.
Yeah, you have a car, for example, is not just a neutral tool to achieve your end. It's a complex, energy-consuming being.
Yeah.
It has needs of its own.
Yes.
It has a need for fuel. It has a need for to take occupy space. It has a need to be maintained. And it's quite expensive. Its first need is to be purchased. And that's quite expensive. And all these things take a lot of time because we have to earn a lot of money to pay for them.
Try living in L.A. without one.
Yeah, and then you'd spend a lot of time just sitting in the car, too. One time, somebody asked Thoreau, Henry David Thoreau, why he didn't take the train from Concord to Boston. And he said, hey, it's just faster to walk. And what he meant by that was by the time he earned the money to pay for the train ticket, he would have already been there.